Now, it's time for...
For Pete's Sake.
Eh, for Pete's Sake.
Deliver me from nowhere. Does that ring a bell, Lisa? Take your time. Deliver me from nowhere.
Is that a TV show or a messed up prayer?
20th Century Studios' Bruce Springsteen biopic will hit theaters on October 24th, 2025, this fall.
No wonder I didn't know what it was about.
The Bear, star Jeremy Allen White, plays the boss in this film, directed and written by Scott Cooper. You remember him from Crazy Heart, the 2009 movie that starred Jeff Bridges as a country singer?
Sure.
You don't care about this movie, do you? Deliver Me from Nowhere adapts Warren Zane's book of the same name about the making of Springsteen's 1982 album, Nebraska.
Is this book and movie authorized?
It is.
Did it get a thumbs up from the Brucey Poo?
Springsteen's on set, yes. As a Springsteen fan who has seen The Boss 70 plus times in concert, the Nebraska album isn't in my top five. So this is going to be interesting to watch. I mean, Atlantic City, Johnny 99, great songs on there. But really? You're going to do a biopic on Nebraska?
Maybe watching the movie will make you appreciate the album more.
Besides Jeremy Allen White, the cast includes Jeremy Strong. Remember him as Kendall Roy in Succession?
Hells yeah.
He plays Springsteen's manager, John Landau. Stephen Graham as Springsteen's dad. And Paul Walter Hauser as guitar tech Mike Batlin. So if you have a guitar tech that's got a main part of the movie, it makes me a little nervous. It does.
Dude, maybe he's awesome.
The last 6 months that I've spent in Bruce's world with his music, I don't think I've ever encountered a person's body of work or their legacy in a way that uplifted me more, filled me with a sense of life and hope and love more than Bruce Springsteen, said Jeremy Strong to Variety. He's that guy. He's a deep thinker, if you've ever seen an interview with Jeremy Strong.
I feel like I'm missing the Bruce Springsteen gene.
That's all right. Some people don't have it. It's okay.
But, like, I wish I did, because, like, look how happy he is.
Bruce is on set a lot. We're all kind of working on it together. It's a real collaboration. Again, October 24th, it hits theaters.
Are you going? Open at night?
I will, 100%. And I'll ask my wife to go, and she'll say no. We all need to dial down our working hours, folks. People who work too hard and for too long can end up altering parts of their brains that manage memory and problem solving, according to new research.
Well, that's not good.
A team of researchers said their findings underscore the importance of addressing overwork as an occupational health concern and highlight the need for workplace policies that mitigate excessive working hours. You've always said this. You've always talked about it on the show.
Yeah, because I feel like I was the generation where we watched our parents work nonstop. They worked injured.
Yep.
They worked sick.
Yep.
They missed funerals, weddings,
yep,
graduations,
at work,
baseball games. They missed everything to give their lives to their company in hopes of being treated well in return. And we don't get treated the same way our parents used to. So why are we giving our lives away to people who don't care about us?
Killing it at work has long been associated with health risks that can literally kill us, such as cardiovascular disease and mental health issues. Mental health is a big thing.
Dude, and not only that, when you're under chronic stress, it can show up in your body in millions of ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can have digestive issues.
Mm-hmm.
You can have chronic headaches, heart palpitations. It doesn't just show up as like, oh, I'm going to have a heart attack. You can have ulcers just from the stress of your job.
They analyzed brain volume and the impact of overwork on specific brain regions. And what did they find? Overwork is associated with structural brain changes, particularly in memory and problem solving. People who worked way too long, too many hours, displayed significant changes in these brain regions.
So all work and no play make Jack A.
Yeah. So folks, you need to dial it back a little bit.
I mean, that's so easy to say.
I know, but we don't.
Breadwinner and
Yeah, and we all love money. Money, financial freedom. We love it so much.
Oh my God. Money can't buy all of your happiness, but it can solve a lot of problems.
It can. And finally, do you remember your wedding invitation? Because most of us don't.
I remember it was coral colored.
I don't remember anything about my wedding invitation. A couple has gone viral for their unique wedding invitations, and people are eating it up.
Oh, Lord. Edible invitations.
When Jasmine Reyes and her fiancé Miguel Soto were wedding planning, they knew they wanted to do something novel for their invitations. I wanted the experience of our wedding to start with the invitation, and we wanted something more unique than just paper. Reyes shared on TikTok, I would get invitations that are paper, and I would toss them or forget about them, and I feel like it's such a waste of resources. Okay? So with the help of design company Bridal Brand Brook, the couple sent their guests loaves of bread from Daniel Bakery as their wedding invite.
So then they eat it and then they lose the information they need to attend the wedding.
Each invite was a tall loaf of white bread stamped with the couple's wedding logo on the side and wrapped in plastic so the logo was visible. The wedding information like the date, venue, dress code, how to RSVP, there was a QR code on the wrapping of the loaves of bread.
Okay, listen, you do you.
Yep.
But let me tell you what.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Your wedding doesn't matter.
Yep.
Like, have fun, show up, but like all this little nonsense, even if people love it, they go, oh my God, that's so cute. And then 1 minute later, they forgot about it.
They forget about it. And that does it for us, folks. Remember, if you missed anything on the show, just search Pete McMurray Show wherever you find your favorite podcast. And please subscribe. You guys have a great day. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Put it on the bread.
Bye-bye. Repair.